Good afternoon. Happy Sabbath to all of you and those who are listening in the cyber space. Have you ever wondered whether there is life like ours or another form of life on other planets? Billions of dollars and efforts are spent by NASA and other countries to see if there is intelligent life on other planets. But by the way that things are going on in the governments of this world, one can only wonder if there is intelligent life here on Earth. There are fields of observations with large radio telescope structures in different parts of the world designed to receive signals of aliens from outer space. Have they found any? But there is another form of intelligent life yet to be discovered, and it is more real than the life here on Earth. It is more real than all of the stars and galaxies. We don't need fancy and expensive telescopes and all this equipment to find this other form of life. It is a waste of money and a waste of our time because we have a way that enables us to make contact with an outside world. Let's take a look at ourselves. Are we real? Look around this room. You are all equipped with two eyes to see, two hands to touch, and we depend on our five senses to understand or comprehend reality. Pinch yourself and you will experience pain. But is it real? Well, our senses tells us that it is. This other form that I'm talking about is a spiritual life form. One, and the Bible tells us, excuse me, I'm having a little pain here. But the Bible is our only way to have contact with this life form. Our life is temporary. It decays. Just like a vapor, it goes away. But the other form of life is eternal. Where are those great famous people like King David, Abraham, Albert Einstein, and celebrities, movie stars from the past that had it all? Good looks, they had money, they had fame. They were real, but they were here just for a little while. And all that is left of them are memories. We have something that is very real. The Bible, the Word of God. In it, every word has been carefully selected by God. Like a tapestry of words, they're all interconnected with one another, and they all harmonize to reveal what God wants us to know, what He wants us to learn. Sometimes it depends on what is in your state of mind when you read it, but somehow when you start reading, it leads you to other scriptures that will enlighten you if you're searching for truth, console you when you're down, or corrects you when you're wrong, plus something else that other books do not lack knowledge of. It accurately predicts the future. That is why the Bible is called the living Word of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped with every good work. Let me repeat that. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped with every good work. You find that in 2 Timothy 3:16. How you like them apples? For the word of God is living and active, sharper than two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and the spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. You will find that in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Bible is not a book that you read once and put it on the shelf. This book is alive. When you read it, it reads you. God talks to you when you read it. Yes, he corrects us. He instructs us. And he reveals to us his truths and provides us with the ability to understand doctrine. It accomplished God's purposes. It completes us. It is his biography. A good example of this, you can find it in Isaiah 55. Let's turn there. Isaiah 55, we'll start with verse 9. It reads, Isaiah 55, verse 9. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For just as the rain and snow fall from heaven and do not return without watering the earth, making it bud and sprout and providing seed and sow and food to eat. Now listen to this. Verse 11. So my word that proceeds from my mouth will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I please and will prosper, and it will prosper where I send it. Let me repeat that. So my word that proceeds from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper where I send it. That's from the Berean Study Bible. That is God talking to us, brethren. Many times when I'm writing messages, my sermonettes, I ask God to help me, to inspire me when I'm writing down a scripture. And other scriptures suddenly come to mind that instructs me on what I want to convey. That happens to me every time. God also talks to us in a language that we can understand, that we can identify with. Jesus spoke to Nicodemus in a language that he could understand. He said, I have told you people about earthly things and do not believe. How will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? We're physical. There is no way that we can understand the spiritual and heavenly things other than what has been revealed to us by God's Holy Spirit. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Jesus Christ is the Word. The Word of God. Yes, he is the one who is speaking to us. Who has inspired every word in the Bible. He is contacting us. He is the living Word of God. In it, it is his Word that feeds us, guides us, and offers us a more realistic life than the one we have, which is an eternal life. Anyone can pick up a Bible and see its value. It has history, it's futuristic, and it has many other principles. But like a great treasure, its value has not been assessed right, which leads to false interpretations to many who reads it. Now, I'm not here to criticize those who read it, but one can clearly see that there are divisions with its readers. You know, and I know what I'm talking about. And the reason being, it's understanding. The Bible tells us not to lean to our own understanding. That's where the divisions come from. There are thousands of churches in the world claiming to have truth. Can it be because its leaders fail to obey Proverbs 3, verse 5? It reads, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Yes, he will lead us to truth. And this applies to us as well, brethren. We are not to depend on our own understanding. We must allow God, his word, to interpret itself. His word is not for private interpretation. I read in the internet that the Bible is the number one seller in the world. The annual sales figures for the Bible are so high, averaging between 425 million and 650 million every year. That overshadows the sales of other books. Guinness Records reports that in 1975, reports an estimated 2.5 million Bibles were printed between, I meant billion. 2.5 billion miles were print between 1815 and 1975. The Economist estimates more than 100 million Bibles are printed every year, making a staggering total over 6 billion in print. The New Yorker also pointed out that in 2005, the number of Bibles sold in the United States alone was conservatively estimated at 25 million. Kind of makes you wonder why. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God will stand forever. Have a great Sabbath.